A trade group representing some of the nation's biggest food companies today unveils plans for improving the safety of imported food. The industry is especially concerned these days about tainted products, both from overseas and from home. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Grocery Manufacturers Association, which includes food giants like Kraft and Nestle, is calling its safety proposal a public-private partnership. Food companies would privately agree to follow new safety standards to be spelled out today for all imported ingredients, and those standards would be enforced by a public agency, the Food and Drug Administration. Industries don't always welcome increased government scrutiny, but Caroline Smith-DeWall of the Center for Science and the Public Interest says concern over foodborne illness is forcing the industry's hand.
I think businesses are starting to recognize that keeping consumer confidence means keeping strong regulations.
Not all food producers agree. California spinach growers, for example, fought off increased regulation in the wake of an E. coli outbreak last year, promising voluntary measures instead. Despite those measures, spinach tainted with salmonella still made its way to supermarkets last month before being recalled. DeWall says it takes government oversight to ensure industry-wide compliance.
Our food supply is imported from all over the world, and the only way to have uniform safety standards is if we have federal regulations in place. No voluntary program will provide that kind of coverage.
Both DeWall and the grocery manufacturers have lobbied together to increase funding for the FDA. The agency oversees about 80% of the nation's food supply, but has the resources to inspect less than 1% of food imports. Scott Horsley, NPR News.